Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Aaron. Kevin, I have a question. We got some, like, a brochure from you guys, like an advertising brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, we are, like, 3.5 years in business.
Okay.
And we have some, some equipment leasings and then so on. What is required to get a loan?
What type of loan are you looking for? Are you looking for working capital, or are you looking for more equipment?
We would like to refinance our the debt we have with equipment. You know, like we have like around 150,000, everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to cover this with one loan only. To work with one lender, because the interest rate is very high what we pay there.
You had your startup interest rates, I'm guessing.
Right. It's still the startup, because when we got the finance, we were like 1 year in business, 2 years. So they gave us like a very high interest rate, and now we are mm-hmm. almost 3.5 years, and doesn't make really sense, because it's a lot what we pay now.
Now, did they give you 5-year terms, or how much time do you have left on these loans?
I'm sorry, again? Can you repeat that?
Did they give you 5-year terms on these notes, or typically startup?
No, it's only for 2 years.
So how much time do you have left on those?
It's around 150,000 altogether.
Still,
We took also, yeah, still. And we're looking for the opportunity to get a loan and to have like a normal interest rate, you know.
Okay. And how is your credit?
What is required? I mean, what do we need, minimum or maximum, whatever?
Well, I mean, it just depends. I mean, there's a lot of different factors. So we're going to look at your bank balances. You know, I know your time in business is about 3.5 years, which is still somewhat young, but much better than, you know, a year or two. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to look at the equipment itself, you know, what the collateral is. What exactly do you do?
We're in the dental laboratory business.
Okay. So the equipment, it's not x-ray equipment, right? It's more like manufacturing and...
Manufacturing, yeah.
Okay.
Like a CAD CAM milling machines and so on.
Okay. And what do you think the value of that equipment is?
The value of the equipment is it's difficult to say that the fair market value after 2 years. Some equipment are like in a year, some of them more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's really hard to say, but it's pretty okay. I mean,
do you think it's worth more than 150?
Taking more than what?
150,000?
More, no. For sure.
Okay.
Not.
So, but, I mean, that's going to be a problem, right? It's going to be difficult for us to pay off $150,000 in loans if the collateral isn't worth $150,000 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense, yeah.
Are they all
basically
on one note?
Separate
notes?
So basically your loans are only with collateral, right?
No, not at all. We have cash loans, but the thing about a cash loan is the rates are typically higher than equipment loans because there's no collateral, right? The risk is higher.
What is the cash loan? How much we're looking at? What is the interest rate?
It varies. I mean, you're looking at probably 18% to 20% on a cash loan. They're typically 2 years maximum, and you're going to have a weekly payment instead of a monthly payment. But maybe Well, I don't know. Do you need cash at all, or is this your only concern is paying off this equipment?
We're working already with somebody, like a cash loan, you know. So it's also very high interest rate. Not really interested. We would like to refinance the whole thing.
Who are you working with on the cash loan?
We are with what's it called, company? Retail Capital.
Okay, so they're a broker. What type of rates or terms are they offering you?
We have like 15%.
For how much money?
It was last time it was around 40,000.
Okay, so you've actually had these loans before and paid on them?
Yeah, yeah. We're working with them since like 1.5 years.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you have a balance with them now?
We have a balance, yeah, with them.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any idea what your balance is with them?
The total debt what we have in our business is 150. It's the total, the equipment and them and the cash flow, the retail capital.
Okay. What is the balance on just the equipment?
The balance on the equipment is 70, and okay. The balance with them is 70. It's 140 altogether. And we pay right now, for the whole thing, we pay now around 10,000 monthly.
So what is your ultimate goal? Is your ultimate goal to refinance and get a better rate, or is it to lower your monthly expense?
First of all, would to refinance and to get a better rate, you know, and if we will get a better rate with one lender only, it's much easier. Because what we pay now, $10,000 a month, it's pretty much.
Okay. Now, there may be an option for you to get a better loan, not necessarily a better rate, but maybe something that we could extend the term out and lower your monthly expense. I mean, is that ultimately what you're looking for, or are you just looking to save money? It sounds to me like you're in a little bit of a cash crunch. And unfortunately, you know, you're not going to be able to go out and find just somebody that's going to take over your current debt and give you a better rate. It doesn't really make sense, right?
If we could extend the time, like we have the loans like now for another 2 years, it's done. But the interest rate is very high. That's why we have that high, you know, amount to pay monthly. It's creating sometimes a problem because it's not every month that we can afford that, you know. We're not taking any line of credit, and so I want to be honest with you. We're just working with our capital, what we're getting from our clients, you know. So
yeah,
that way we're looking for something to low down our monthly costs and so monthly payments.
Would you be able to sell the equipment that you have on that note and just purchase new equipment?
Sell the
equipment? One thing that may be beneficial would be to sell the equipment you have and just buy new equipment and get a 5-year loan from us on new equipment with new equipment rates as a 3.5-year-old business. See, the rates that you're still getting are still startup business rates. It's used equipment. And it's, you know, like I said, it's hard for me to come in and refinance that because, you know, it's depreciated and there's some other factors. But I could get you new equipment in that shop on a 5-year loan, so you'd have brand new equipment and your payment would be much less and lower rate than what you're paying on.
But yeah, but how I'm going to sell it? So far, so long I have, open balance, nobody will buy it. It's not something like that you can hide because it's connected.
No. I'm not saying that you hide it. What happens is you can legally sell the equipment. Your bank just gives a letter basically saying we're going to release the lien as soon as we're paid. So when you sell that equipment, you pay off your bank, and then you don't owe them any money, and you're basically getting new equipment to replace the equipment that you sold. But you can get new equipment and do it on a 5-year loan as opposed to the short-term high interest you did when you were a new business.
Mm-hmm. No, I cannot sell it to somebody on the market because the people who is looking for those equipment, let's say on eBay or something private in business, they will not give me that that amount what I need to pay back the company,
okay,
you know, to cover. No, it will not match, for sure not. So I don't think so. I could give it back to the, you know, to them where I bought it. So I can just cancel the agreement, official, that I could do. But it's also a procedure.
Yeah. Okay.
The finance we got, it was startup finance. They gave us very high
interest. Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand that completely.
And we cannot change it with them anymore because it's an agreement and it's for like 3 years.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but how much time left?
2 years.
Wow.
Where are you guys located?
San Diego, California.
Oh, yeah, in California. Okay.
So, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, we can probably put together a better working capital loan for you where we would pay off that 70 you owe them, get you another 70 or 80 cash, and maybe you can pay down some of this equipment.
Oh, it's going to be like 140?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what would be the interest rate and how much would you earn, like... how much should we have to pay daily or weekly? How does it work with you guys?
It would depend. I mean, I would have to get the information from you, some bank statements, and I can get your email address and send that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't like to, I've been doing this for 16 years and I just know that, you get yourself into trouble by quoting before you have all the facts. Kind of like with you, you know, if somebody asks you to bid on a job, there's a lot of details that you need before you'll put, you know, any type of money, you know, dollar amounts out there.
Mm-hmm.
You
but
know,
what is
I don't know
what
you think. I don't know your credit scores. I still don't know your credit scores. It varies. Your finance terms are all based off of the portfolio that you fit into. So we have an ABC program, and depending on what your score is, your bank deposits are, whether you've had net non-sufficient funds in the past, what the business credit looks like, you know, there's a lot of different factors in there. If you're making good money and your credit is solid and, you know, there's no noticeable issues, then you're going to be approved for our best program, and it's probably going to be 24 months. And you're probably going to be around 20% interest, which is obviously extremely cheap. You may be getting 15 or 20% now, but it's probably not on a 24-month term. So.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
So basically, your annual interest will be, with that, your annual interest is going to be about 10%, you know, 20% total over 2 years. You know, like you, as you know, the working capital, they use money factors. It's not an annual percentage rate. And part of that reason is that, you know, it's daily and weekly payments. It's not a monthly payment.
You know, so. it would make sense for us when we will be, when we will pay back the retail capital when we don't have any balance with them, because otherwise we would have a big amount with you guys open and I don't think so that we could afford 20%, and it's going to be like, whatever, $7,000-$8,000 a month?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Let me see. Let me get a decent idea here.
What you could do is you could take some
of that $70,000, because the way the refinance work in the working capital is that you have to take as much new money as we're paying off. You know, like I said earlier, no banks want to come in and just pay off somebody else's debt and say, you know, here, you know, we would pay off your 70K, but you would need at least 70K new money with us. Now, you could take that 70K and pay off your equipment if you wanted to. You can do whatever you want with that money and eliminate that payment as well if you'd like
to. Let's say for about $140,000 for 2 years. So what would be the monthly or weekly payment approximately, you know, plus minus 10%, I don't know. I mean, it depends, of course, like you said, from credit and blah, blah, but still, can you...
Yeah, so no, you're right. It is going to be around $7,500 a month. So,
yeah.
You know, but that, if you're able to pay off your existing working capital and pay off your equipment, you're saving $2,500 a month.
Right. 70,000 equipment would be like, yeah, 70,000, correct. 70,000 equipment and 70,000 cash money we use. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I will think about it.
2 years, you're essentially debt-free, and if you had any additional equipment needs, you know, we would be able to put together an equipment loan for you at, you know, 9% over 5 years, maybe 7%. I haven't seen your credit, so. That's what our typical equipment rates are.
What is the credit score you need?
For what?
Minimum.
For which program?
I mean for 2 years.
For the cash program,
yeah,
I would say, you know, over 600 and no recent bankruptcies. See, that the cash loans aren't driven as significantly on credit score. The main factor on the cash loans is your bank statements. We're looking at your deposits, and we just want to make sure that we're giving you a loan in which your payment is affordable. We don't want to take more than 10% of your incoming sales as your payment. We want you to have 90% of your sales, of your revenues to work with. So if you're bringing in $10,000 a month, we're going to give you a payment that is roughly $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Right.
What are your sales
we do
like monthly?
We do like monthly $30,000.
Okay.
Around 30, and we have our, loan equipment and cash, what we took from the cash money. So all together is 10,000, so we have another 20,000 to operate the business. But still, you know, in this, like, in the summertime, the business is very slow. And,
oh, really? Why is that? Paid.
Because our clients, they're on vacation.
Makes sense.
It's the regular way of, this is normal. Let's say in July, and August is a little slower because people, first of all, go to vacation, and our clients, they're like a couple of weeks away. So it's the nature of our business, not only of our business, I think. And then it's maybe from 15th of December until end of December is a little bit slow, but it's the rest of the year is normal.
So that's another reason why you need cash, though.
Sometimes we have a cash flow problem as well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. If you think it's something that you want to look into, I can get that reservation code that's on that form that you have there. I can get your email address and send you an email and the form for you to fill out, or I can give you my direct phone number.
I have the form to fill out. You know, there is a commercial finance division, right? Business loan application.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Now, I have a better copy and one that's easier to fill out if you want. Because I'm going to have to send you an email anyways so you know where to send it and my contact information.
Can I give you my email? And you can.
Yeah, let me see here. Now, when you email this information back to me, make sure that you include that reservation code on that form, if you don't mind. Okay, what is your email address?
It's Aaron, A-R-O-N, dot Delphin. Delphin is D like David, E like Edward, L-F-I-N, Delphin. At mail.com, just mail, mail.com.
At mail.com, okay.
At mail, yeah, just mail, not Hotmail, not Gmail. It's aaron.delphin@mail.com.
Okay. You in front of the computer now?
Give me a second. I want to go into my email. Okay. I didn't get anything from you now.
It should be coming through now.
Can you repeat my email?
Check now. It just went through because of the attachment. I think it took a couple minutes longer.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Byers, right?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin, I will work on it.
Okay. And then you've got my direct phone number there, so if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
This is your direct number, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.